Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Tarot Today Radio. I am Dax Carlisle, tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach from the Tarot Guild, now in our 16th year, and I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Give us a ring, 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website. You can go to thetarotguild.com and click chat in the nav bar at the top of any page on the right-hand side, or just type in your browser, thetarotguild.com/chat, and you can chat with us in there, even ask for mini readings right from the chat room. Otherwise, give us a ring, 714-816-4628. The Tarot Guild is the sponsor of our weekend shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we want to invite you to come join the website if you're interested in tarot-related topics like numerology. We have built a brand new website after 10 years of our old static website. We've gone to what I call Facebook for tarot. And so it has all the features you're used to on Facebook and other big, you know, social media websites. Has the instant messaging and groups and forums and news feed, your own profile page, and it has all of those things except for it doesn't have the negative stuff that you find on big social media. No, this is all tarot all the time, and best of all, it's free to join the website. Go over to thetarotguild.com, click join the guild, or even at the top of the page, there's a sign-up button. You just click that, a email address and a password, or you could just click the social media buttons. That's right. You could just click Facebook and join through your Facebook account as well. While you're there, check out our sizzling summer sale, our premium membership. As I said, the website's free. All the features are free, but you can get more benefits by joining the premium membership. If you're already a professional tarot reader, you want to get certified, get your CTR tarot certification. That's included with the membership, and it's 25% off. If you're new to tarot, you can take our Tarot by the Numbers course, and when you enroll, again, it's 25% off. You just use the discount code SUMMER25. Remember, all capitals on that SUMMER25. So go check that out, thetarotguild.com. And joining me today, as always, is my fabulous co-host. She is a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. I can't even say your name. Mary Brown. I hear all this background noise on your line, and I'm like, what is she doing there? Is she, like, setting up?
I was getting a bottle of water out of the refrigerator. You know, it's been that kind of day. I forgot to mute myself, but...
Yes. Well, you know what's going on? We've gone into Mercury retrograde, and let me tell you, oh, my God, it was like, you know, 2 minutes or 5 minutes before the show was starting yesterday, the show that I do on Fridays with Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and I could not get through. I mean, and when I finally, you know, I'm dialing into the host number, when I got in, there was no audio coming back my direction. You know, it was a total mess. I had to switch gears quickly, jump on Skype, use a different call-in number. Oh, my gosh. Finally got through, like, as the show was starting. Fortunately, Dr. Rose was doing the intro to the show. But that Mercury retrograde, man, it hits us sometimes in the beginning of the cycle, especially. I've noticed things on the radio shows. But you're having your own Mercury retrograde technical issues, aren't you, Mary?
It's been crazy this morning. It's like no cable TV. Even my phone data couldn't get online for a while. The Wi-Fi wasn't working, and it was kind of all over the city. It was really weird. We got hit by a ton of storms yesterday. And the first one was like really bad, all of a sudden hailstorm. They reported just about a half a mile down the road from us. They were getting like golf ball to baseball size hail. We got definitely, you know, just a downpour of hail here. And then it kept storming through the evening, and everybody woke up here to like no internet. No, you know, it was like total panic mode. So bizarre.
It's amazing how dependent we've become on the internet, our cell phones. You know, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was
insane.
Like the end of the world. It's like, you know, it was so stressful. And it was funny, too, because it's like I pulled a card of the day, and it would, you know, from this cute little deck I have called the Field Guide to Garden Dragons. It's an oracle deck. And the card I pulled was Strength. And I was just doing that before I even, like, tried to get online or anything. And so it was just like, oh, my gosh, this is for me, too, today. I need strength to deal with it, because it's amazing how frustrating and how stressful that is when, you know, we feel disconnected from everything.
Mary, forget about COVID and the health crisis. If my internet goes down, it's a disaster. It's the end of the world.
It is. That's the real apocalypse, you know. Everything else, you know, is secondary.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, what we do with the Tarot Guild website, the PsychicTalk.net website for the network, our radio shows, everything is through the internet. And, I remarked yesterday to Dr. Rose, I said, you know, think about it. With our radio shows and everything, you know, we've been doing this long-distance communication and social distancing long before it became fashionable.
Oh, yeah. We're pros with working online and working digitally and meeting that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are an open line show, and we are doing mini readings and everything on the show. We'll be taking your phone calls. This is the time to get into the queue, 714-816-4628. But we were thinking, you know, along with all of that and the health crisis going on and everything, people really need to be reading tarot cards for themselves. I think everybody should have been issued a tarot deck at the beginning of this whole thing. You know, we had some great conversations on the Tarot Guild group on Facebook about this. And, you know, do you read for yourself? Do you find difficulty reading for yourself? And we actually have a group on Facebook. I know I mentioned joining the TarotGuild.com, the website. You can join there. But we also have this Facebook group with like 6,300 members. And just search Tarot Guild on Facebook. It'll take you there. You can join in on the conversations if you're into tarot and related topics. And so we had these questions and topics come up on the group, and one of them was about reading tarot cards for yourself. So Mary and I was like, hey, we need to do a radio show on that, reading tarot cards for yourself. So we're going to chat about that today. What do you think about that? You know, Let me just throw this at you, Mary, first, is that have you noticed that, at least the, 3 decades or so that I've been doing, it's almost, what's the word for it? There's this mythology that goes around. Everybody says, oh, no, don't read tarot cards for yourself. You can't get an honest answer if you're reading tarot cards for yourself. You've got to get someone else to do it for you. And I hear that all the time, even to this day. And, when I was first starting off, it didn't make any logical sense to me, Mary. It's like, okay, I'm learning to read tarot. The first thing I'm doing is readings for myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to think when, Mary Kay Greer's book, Tarot for Yourself, came out. I feel like that was, when was that? 1984. I mean, that was out for like a really long time. When it was a workbook kind of thing of how to use tarot for like personal transformation. But, I think what happens is that people spreading the mythology, as you call it, about not reading it for yourself. I kind of always looked at that as like, okay, so this is about like people that want a predictive reading for themselves and they're really invested in the outcome. And so whatever card comes up, they're going to try and interpret it so that it says what they want it to say. That's kind of how I looked at that because it didn't really make sense to me, kind of like you, that why wouldn't you read them for yourself? That makes sense. How do you learn even, because until you connect with other readers, like on the Tarot Guild, that was the great thing about the old site. I'd like to see that happening again. It provided an opportunity for people who were learning tarot to find people to practice with,
Sure.
But if you don't find people to practice with, then you're yourself the one to practice with. Go ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned Mary Greer's book, Tarot for Yourself. I mean, there's whole books written about tarot for yourself, And I think you're so dead on about that. When I'm doing something that's more predictive, I kind of cheat the system. And by the way, tarot doesn't like when you cheat the system. But what I do is... I'll do a reading, and then I'll go to somebody on the network that reads tarot like yourself, and I'll say, "Hey, can you pull some cards on this?" And I'll just see, just like on the radio show where we both read for a caller, I just want to look and see, is it similar? Am I off base? The one thing that I don't do, and this is what here's a tip: what you absolutely must not do. Do not ask a question, pull cards, shuffle the deck, ask another question, which might be slightly different, but it's on the same topic, and then just keep doing that. Some people will keep pulling cards on the same exact question. If you can alter the question enough, I guess you can pull more cards, but... Yeah, just do not do that. You'll get a really muddled answer. If you want more cards, if you want deeper insight, do a bigger spread. By the way, I'm not saying don't pull clarifier cards when you're reading a spread you did on a question for yourself and you need some clarification. Sure, pull 1, 2, 3 cards, to clarify that kind of thing. I'm just saying, don't do an entire reading and then do another one on the same question.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, folks. And tarot gets mad at you.
Yeah. Your readings can go totally haywire where you feel like the tarot is all of a sudden mocking you. like, oh, you want to hear this? Sure, it's going to be perfect. I've had that happen.
Right. Yeah, work with what you've got. Maybe pull a slightly larger, I always pull 5 cards, but you can always pull a larger spread. I have one that I do called Tarot Squared that is a version of the Celtic Cross. It's 3 lines of 3. You could pull like 2 or 3 lines of 5 cards, if you want, more in-depth and You don't want to keep asking the same question, but you want to have more cards to work with. And, you know, that's why I like going to some friends that read tarot and say, you know, just pull, you know, just a few cards and
yeah.
What are you getting on this? Because you're getting a different perspective and you can see, you know, a lot of times you get, they get the same cards or similar cards that you got, you know, and it kind of clarifies
yeah.
things. This is also like the folks that go on Keen or Random and they ask the same question of like 5 or 6 different readers. And then our callers,
yeah.
we have callers that have been listening to the show and calling into the show for months or 6 months or a year, and they're still asking the same question.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, look, in a way, you know, I get that. You know, sometimes there's, like, one issue in your life that you are just, like, dealing with, and it won't go away, and you're just hoping to hear something better, or you do, you know, you take certain steps, and you think, okay, does that change the outcome? You know, but regardless, like, let some time elapse for life to happen before you go back to that. You know, it's funny. It's like I came up with a spread some years back called the Tell Me Something Good spread, just for people that want to hear something good. And you know what you do? You go through the entire deck until you find a card, you come across a card that you like, that you feel like is a good card, that's what you want to hear. And you look at the card before it and the card after it to, like, get your reading. But, you know, because I came up with that spread kind of for the same reason that, like, there's people that just want to hear something good, you know. And so, you know, just do that. Go through the whole deck. Do you find a card that, you know, makes you feel good, you know.
Well,
generally,
that's the thing. You know, if you're pulling cards on the same question, you know, and you're not getting the desired answer, like you said, which is what the case is, you know, you're wanting
yeah.
something positive, maybe. Well, yeah, I mean, do tarot in reverse. Instead of trying to predict the future, go through the deck, pull out, you know, one or more cards that represent how you want to feel, how you want the future to manifest, and use it as a tool to help you get in alignment with the law of attraction. Use it as a
yeah.
focusing, something to focus on, do a ritual on, meditate on.
Yeah, yeah. Create an affirmation from that or a mantra that is going to help you get in alignment.
Right.
It's so true.
Oh, another thing you can do is you can carry the tarot card or cards that you pulled or make a copy of them on a copy machine and put the paper, in your wallet, your purse, you know, your bag. You know, I carry around a
yeah.
computer bag because that's what I work on all the time. So I always have this bag with me and everything's in my bag. It's like a gigantic purse, you know, man purse.
Yeah,
purse. I do want to mention before I forget, because it's in alignment with what we were just talking about, Sharon is actually doing a show on this. She's doing Using the Tarot to Create Magical Change in Your Life on her show Magic Universe on Sunday, June 28th. So mark your calendar, listen to that show.
Awesome. Yeah. And you know, I did want to say, you know, one thing that I think is important, you know, not just readings for yourself, but readings for others, but maybe especially readings for yourself, is to, you know, really try to achieve a sort of state of neutrality where you're not invested in the outcome, even though in your own life, sure,
mm-hmm.
you're invested in the outcome of anything that you're asking, right? Because it's your life. It matters. But as much as you can, you know, try and get into a kind of a neutral headspace where you're just going to pull cards on it and whatever is there, and you're not going to stretch so hard to try and, you know, switch the meaning of the card to the one you
right.
want, but read the cards in conjunction with each other. I think that, you know, that helps a lot. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago I participated in that tarot-thon, and on my pterodactyl, TARODACTYL channel on YouTube, I had the video in my playlist there for the Tarathon, and I spent like an hour giving different examples of how we can achieve that state of neutrality before we go into a reading. And that helps a lot because, you know, regardless, you know, anytime you do a reading, you kind of want there to be some idea that, you know, it's valid, you know, whether we call it accuracy or whatever. And I think neutrality really helps us achieve that.
Yes. Oh, I think that people need to use ritual, develop rituals around this. It's really important to connect with your true self rather than these identities we carry around, you know, I'm mom, I'm a doctor, I'm, you know, this kind of, you
a
know,
wife.
I'm a Redskins fan, you know, whatever the, there's so many identities there's so many identities we carry around. And if you just do, you know, 5 minutes of meditation, and if you're not a big meditator, what I suggest is, okay, go on YouTube and search for binaural beat tracks. That's binaural, B-I-N-A-U-R-L. Am I spelling that right? Anyway, but it is bi because our brains are separated into two hemispheres, and neural is referring to the brain, the neural. And the other part of bi is that these audio tracks are sending different hertz signals, slightly different from each other, into the left and the right ear. So you're going to want to wear headsets for this. The best type of headset is like the ones I use on the radio show that go over the ear. Earbuds will work in a pinch. Don't worry about it. But just, you know, some kind of headset, because that's the whole point. You're separating the two signals, okay? And as the signals go in, like for instance, into the right ear, it'll go to the left side of your brain.
Who's
in the left ear, it'll go into the right side of the brain. And when it meets in the center of your brain, the two signals, all the hertzes, the wave patterns cancel each other out, except for the difference between the two. I know this is getting kind of technical, but you're trying to get to a lower hertz pattern, but still hear it. And some of them can't be heard really unless you have the higher frequencies, and so you just can hear it. But as it goes into your mind, it cancels out what you're hearing, and your brain in the center is just getting this, you know, it might be 3 or 6 hertz or 10 hertz. It'll be in the alpha wave pattern or the theta or even delta. And you could just play one of these tracks. There's thousands of them free on YouTube. And just type in something like binaural beats, alpha meditation track or something like that, you know, just play around with it, do different searches with those keywords and come up with one that you like, you know, and make sure, you know, open the description, because if it's a good one, in the description, the person that posted it, they're going to put in there, you know, what the hertzes are that they cancel out, and you know, what are they creating, an alpha wavelength or a theta wavelength, you know, and you can start off with alpha.
Yeah.
Alpha is the best to start off with, you know. And what you're going to do is you're just going to play that and just, you know, sit calmly with your eyes closed, and it's automatically going to take you into a meditative state without you having to practice, you know, either no mind or mindfulness type meditation. There's multiple kinds, folks, and you know, you're not gonna have to practice it for 10 years till you get good at it. It's gonna do it for you, these binaural beats, audio tracks. And the idea is you're getting in touch, true self, dropping the identity, doing that for like 5 minutes, and if you need to, set an alarm if you need to. And then you take off the headset and you do your tarot reading then. And then you're more in a space of not being identified with these identities, these false identities that we carry around.
and you can, you know, have more of an experience that you were describing, Mary, where you're not judging,
yeah.
You're laying the cards out, you're looking at the cards.
Yeah, and I talk a lot about creating sacred space. I think that helps too, because I think when we do that, however we approach it, I use the four directions, I use the watchtower angels, and you know, if you get that idea that what you're doing, if you come to approach tarot as like almost like a sacred practice, then a lot
mm-hmm.
of those little identities, a lot of those egoic
based, those kind of
you leave it at the door, basically, and that you don't let it enter mm-hmm. your sacred space. And I think another thing good to do too is sometimes it really helps to do something physical that's a meditative practice, like yoga or Tai Chi. And especially with Tai Chi, you know, get that energy flowing through your body, and, you know, after you can find that to be very relaxing, and then do your reading, because you're in that state of like, you know, I feel all right. Let's see what cards come up. You know, anything that you can do to kind of get to that point where you're not nervous or anxious or agitated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear from so many readers that are like, I couldn't take it. I had to do a reading on this, and oh my God, the Tower card came up. And I'm like, yeah, because that's where your head was at. You know, like
mm-hmm.
we can, you know, I think we can't discount completely the influence that our state of mind has on the readings that we do sometimes. If we're like highly on edge and everything, you know, nervously shuffling the cards, and they're sort of like jumbled and flying everywhere, and we lay one down and we're like, oh no, the Death card. You know, I mean, I've seen people do that, and, you know, I get it. I totally get it. We have things that happen in life, like losing our internet service that can get us in this agitated state.
Right. One trick I have is, just because of the nature of my go-to spread, you know, and I've talked about this on the show, I needed a spread that would give me more information than just a straight yes, no answer on questions that were, you know, yes or no. And, you know, be fast enough, something that is fast that I can use on the radio with the callers. And that's when I discovered the five card yes, no spread, which, yes, it gives you a yes or no answer, but at the same time, it gives you five cards of information to work with. And that's a little trick if you think about it, Mary. You know, if you want a straight answer, what you can't misinterpret, I think that's what people are afraid of, is mostly, especially if it's a predictive kind of thing, they're worried that their ego is going to get in the way and they're going to start looking for answers they want that maybe they're not there. Well, if you ask it in the form of a yes-no question, pull the five-card spread, you're going to get an exact answer that you can't fight. You know, it's either yes or no. Same thing, you could use a pendulum for that. But the reason for the five-card spread is you start off with, you get an answer that's concrete that you can't, you know, misinterpret.
Yeah.
But then you can look at the five cards and get more information. You know, if you get a no and you want a yes, well, why am I getting a no? And now you're able to look in the cards, and you're kind of in a better headspace where the outcome's already been given to you concretely, and you can look then at the cards, why am I headed in that direction? And then you can change course if you want to get to that yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy.
I think that's a great idea because, it's either yes, no. But there's a maybe sometimes, too, that comes up on yes, no spreads where you're like,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and I feel like sometimes, you know, we can't work off the assumption, reading on something, that there's going to be, you know, a clear, definitive answer. Sometimes things still have to happen in life before any sort of outcome is anywhere near something we can predict. You know, sometimes there's a lot of different things in place. Yeah, and so we have to be comfortable with that idea of not knowing sometimes.
Right. I mean, when we're on the radio show, I say 60-70% or higher, I get a muddled answer. It's neither yes or no. It's a maybe. It's leaning towards yes or leaning towards no. However, you know, when I get that, it's telling me that the reason why it's muddled is there's something left to be done, which is usually answered in the cards. You know, and things like that. You know, see, you can't be afraid of getting that. Oh my God, it is already the bottom of the hour here, and the telephone lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree. 714-816-4628. By the way, while we were chatting here about reading tarot cards for yourself, Jason and Charlotte are going at it in the chat room. I mean, they are just having a great chat in there. So if you want to join in, if you're listening live with us right now, go over to thetarotguild.com/chat, and you can sign up. You have to sign up for the website to use the chat, but don't worry. It just takes a second. It's 100% free. You just, I use my Facebook credentials, whatever you call that, in my account to join. You know, I just click the sign up and click Facebook and boom, you know, you get on there, you get in the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat, click on main room. That's where everybody is, and pop in there. Renee Rose just joined the conversation as well. So it's actually going on there today, Mary. So I wanted to mention that sometimes the chat room's really quiet. You know, we just started using this, and people that are regular listeners are, you know, just getting used to going to the Tarot Guild chat room now. So I thought I'd point that out there. What's going on the network?
Yes, coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, our next show is going to be on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's a Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And that will be followed on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 hour later, right after 2 p.m. Eastern, with the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with host Catherine Hahn. It's going to be part 4 of her The Divine You series that she's doing. And then after that, Friday, tune in. The doctors are in with our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle and Dr. Rose Wilkerson. They're going to be doing open lines, life coaching, and tarot mini readings. And then we'll be back Saturday, Dax, on Saturday, June 27th, next Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, doing one of our psychic spin episodes and asking the big question, is this really a moment of change? So much stuff going on in our country and in the world over. Does it signal a big fundamental change? We're going to see what the tarot has to say about that. And, of course, we'll also be doing open lines and taking your calls for tarot mini readings. And those are the upcoming shows. You can find those by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
By the way, if you're in the chat room or headed over to the chat room, I just popped in the banner that I just made for next week's show. It's really cool. I love how it came out. Is this really a moment of change? So go check that out.
Cool.
I
like
got it
that
in
banner.
The chat room. Isn't that cool? Yep. I've been doing
cool.
some dark banners. I decided to pull out some more contemporary looking blue. Yeah. Oh, I love blue. You know, blue and purple and orange. Orange is my favorite color, but there's really it doesn't work with a lot of things, you know? And so my go-to after that is a black or a blue. Like I have a black car, I have a blue cell phone, or purple. You know, I use purples in some of my logos and things for my hypnosis business and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Love that.
I have to say, you are probably the only person that I know that has orange as their favorite color. That's really, but you know what? It it makes sense to me because, you know, it kind of combines the energy of red and the happiness of yellow, and it's got this sort of happy, creative, enthusiastic, fascination kind of symbolism to it, you know. So that makes a lot of sense. It's a color of success.
Right. Right, you know, yellow optimism, red passion, what you're passionate about, and you combining those together, you get the orange. My mom has a story about that when she was pregnant with me. You know how pregnant moms have their cravings. Some of them are, you know, crazy stuff. You know, hers wasn't that crazy, but her one of her cravings anyway was orange. Orange popsicles. And she swears that's why orange is my favorite color.
That's funny. That's really interesting.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, I craved, I had what they called it pica when I was pregnant, where I craved like flint, wanted to suck on a piece of flint, you know. And
okay. Well, that makes sense because you're a rock hound. The crystal.
Right, you know. I wasn't thinking about it, but, you know, it definitely was, I don't know, it seemed like it was like.
I don't think
maybe,
I would ever
you know.
Crave sucking on a rock, but, hey, you know, I can see that with you.
Right, it makes sense. I think it indicated like a mineral deficiency probably during that time because, you know, being pregnant, your
they say
baby,
that's true.
Baby call your minerals. These little 3D embryos.
Alrighty. So I'm ready to head over, if you are, to the caller lines, 714-816-4628. Hey, all you folks in the chat room, remember if you have a question or if you want to make a comment, you know, we're glad to repeat it on air if you want to ask for a mini reading. And you all can jump in the chat room, too, on thetarotguild.com. Or just call us, 714-816-4628. We'd love to chat live with you. Real quickly, you mentioned your card of the day. I did get the Empress, which is a three card, creativity and communication. It's a card that's all about growth and fruitfulness and development and well-being and security, parenthood, maternal care, fertility, passion for life, the earth, nature. And interestingly enough, 6/20/2020, I love the date today. 6/20/2020. That adds up to 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So the energy of the entire date is creativity, communication, just like the Empress card. Oh, the same thing happened yesterday, too, where the numerology and the number of the day and the card I drew was the same number. And I love when I always say that tarot is winking at us when it does things like that. It's like, yeah, this
I
stuff
love
works.
That.
Anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way because I had that card out and I want to shuffle, put it back in the deck and shuffle here before we go to the callers or as we're going to the callers here. And so today's a great day for creativity and communication. And, you know, that communication aspect is, you know, it's pointing out, you know, we're going to have some problems with that. Here we are in Mercury retrograde. I had my fingers crossed. In fact, I called in early into the switchboard through the host line because I wanted to make sure it worked. And it worked today. Yay! You know, because yesterday it wasn't working and had a hard time getting on. And I was just, you know, praying that that wouldn't happen again today. Gosh. Let's see. Cue here, folks. Who's been weighed the longest? So it looks like area code 610. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, my switchboard's hanging up a bit here. You know, you get that circle going around, Mary. Like, well, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I don't know what's going on here. So let me try to – I'm going to try putting them back on hold and try activating their mic again, see if it works this time. Hello, caller, are you there? Area code 610. Hello, 610, are you there? Going once, going twice, Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. We'll come back to them. Are you still with me, Mary?
I am. Mercury retrograde. Here we go.
Here we go. You know, I should have kept my mouth shut, you know, because, you know, here we go. And for a minute there, I thought I lost you, too. Okay, so we're going to try going to the caller that's waiting the longest. After 610, it looks like it's, okay, area code 412. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Heather, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, what's your name again? I didn't catch that.
It's Heather.
Oh, Heather, okay.
Heather from PA.
The Heathers were in trouble here. I was wondering where that 412 was. I didn't recognize that area code. I grew up near Philly, and it was 215. So what's going on, Heather?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, what's Pittsburgh's area code?
Yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Oh, I get you.
I love Pittsburgh. So what did you want to talk about today, Heather? Did you have a question for mini reading, or did you want to talk about the topic of reading tarot for yourself?
Yeah, I wanted to see if I could get a mini reading.
Okay, what's your question you want a reading on?
Just basically on my, if you see anything for my love life.
For your love life, anything, like anyone specific you want us to look at, or?
Just, I guess general, but then I also have somebody that, like, from the past, you've been contacting me a little bit, so maybe you can look into what that's about.
What is that about?
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead, Mary, and hit that one, and I'm just going to pull some cards generally, see what comes up.
Okay, well, let's see what that's about, this blast from the past. Okay, just looking at what we see around it. What's that about? Wow. Ooh, okay, you know, this is really kind of fascinating here. Three out of the five cards that I pulled are major arcana, and two of them are kind of like polar opposites. We've got the Sun card and the Moon card, and the Chariot card in the center of that, followed by the Ace of Cups and the outcome with the Five of Swords underneath everything. You know what my feeling is it's about this interest on seeing if there's still romantic feelings there. Seeing if something could potentially, you know, is there an opportunity for something to happen with that Ace of Cups in the future position. But my feeling with the Moon card above the Chariot card and the Five of Swords below it, you know, like be cautious, like make sure that at least for now we still have some healthy boundaries in place as far as like, you know, like, let's not just, like, run off, you know, to the races with this. I think that, you know, there's a sense of, like, this being, like, kind of a welcome thing that happened, right? This person getting back in contact with the Sun card coming up first. So, you know, that looks great. But then I feel like it's saying, like, okay, wait till you get more information. Wait till a little more time passes before you make any decision on what direction you want to allow this to go in. That Five of Swords, a lot of times are about challenges or conflicts. Five of Swords to me in particular brings up boundary issues, you know. So, you know, that's something to just kind of consider. It's not saying like, hey, you know, blow it off, stop talking to this guy, you know, something like that. It's not saying that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying like things just need to, you know, develop more so that you get a clearer picture, best choice for you to make about whether or not there's anything to, you know, can continue down the road with this person. Let's see what Dax is getting. Maybe he can shed some light.
Okay.
So, you know, whether you decide to delve into that or not with the flash from the past, what I'm getting is more general. You know, in general here, what the cards are saying, they want you to pay more attention to your intuition in these matters.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially get more in touch with that. You know, in the beginning of the show, we were talking about doing that little prep to get ready to read for yourself. Well, the same thing you can use for this, where you can, you know, get a binaural beat type alpha wave audio and listen to that 5 or 10 minutes each day. Start getting used to getting in touch with your real self. Because regardless about, you know, the potential romances out there, you want to first work on yourself and you want to get at that vibration. You want to get to that energy so that it matches what you're trying to draw in, you see. So, you know, you first do it, and then that's how it actually works. And if you do that, I get the world card. So the world card, you know, literally the world is just open to you. All kinds of possibilities. The central focus card is the Eight of Cups. How do you get to the abundance? So the figure in the card is got his walking cloak on and a walking stick and is moving up the side of a hill onward and upward. And behind him is the cups. Cups are emotions. And he's got these eight cups stacked up neatly. He's dealt with the baggage of the past and is not bringing that along for the journey. So be open to new things and thinking outside of the box, and you don't have to follow the same patterns. You can let that go. And the biggest thing in both that card and the next card, which is the Chariot, is actually taking action. You know, that's step four of the law of attraction. The other three happen in your body and your mind, and then the fourth step is take action in the physical world. You know, if you're sitting there all day in your lounge chair contemplating your navel and you still do the inner work. That's why I mentioned doing the binaural. But, you know, the binaural meditation. But if you sit there in your lounge chair and you're visualizing this great relationship and romance happening and this great guy that has this kind of these kind of qualities, and, you know, that's all well and good. But if you take Kay there in your living room, nothing's going to happen. So, you know, it's urging you to take action. And then the ace of coins, the ace of pentacles shows up. And, you know, any of the aces are a new opportunity. The ace of pentacles in a lot of readings tends to be talking about a new venture or something material, you know. But in this type of reading, it's, you know, just as good as getting the ace of cups in my view. You know, it's still a new opportunity. The essence or beginning of prosperity, happiness, pleasure. The little clue, and I think why it came up the Ace of Pentacles instead of like getting one of the other aces, is because this cloud has a hand coming out of it with the pentacle, this new opportunity. But below it, we see that we're in a garden. And the garden has a hedge all the way around except for one entrance. And if you look out the entrance, there's a pathway up the side of a hill to the summit, to the goal. This happens in a couple of cards, like Temperance, for instance. You know, what it's suggesting is your comfort zone is beautiful. You're happy in your comfort zone in this beautiful garden, but what you want is outside of that comfort zone. You have to get outside of your comfort zone and think outside the box. That's what's really going to help you. I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome.
And I just want to mention one quick thing. If, you know, if Heather's still listening, is it interesting that you and I both got the Chariot card? And one of the things when it comes to relationships for the Chariot that I always think of is to remind ourselves that we are in the driver's seat. You know, we're the ones that's steering this Chariot. We're the ones that can decide what we want to go forward. And when you look at those two horses, and they're two different colors, and you think often like, okay, as long as those horses aren't pulling against each other, you know, in opposite directions, we can still have some movement forward. So, you know, it's also about strategic relationships. Like, make sure that any relationship you get into, because I think you're right, you know, you got the Ace of Pentacles, I got the Ace of Cups. I mean, she's got opportunities coming up here, and she needs to remind herself that, you know, this is her choice to make. And relationships where it benefits both of you, not just one of you. You know, it's just some things to keep in mind, because you got opportunities coming up in the love life. So just some things to think about.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thanks, Heather. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And for everybody listening out there, you know, if you don't want to call into the show, don't feel comfortable, or you don't want to air your dirty laundry to 10,000 people listening, or maybe you just want a longer session, because, you know, we can only do so much in 2 or 3 minutes with a caller. You can always book us for a private session, you know, Mary or myself. You'll find Mary's page at psychetalk.net/Mary, interestingly enough. And mine is psychetalk.net/Dax, interestingly enough. And we try to make this stuff easy. Yeah. So just come over to the website there. You know, you'll also find us on the Tarot Guild website, of course, too, the tarotguild.com. Let's see. Okay, so who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 330. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi, Leslie.
Manhattan, Kansas. I love that.
Wow.
Yes. It's 2 hours
west. Skyscrapers.
Both KCK and KCMO, we call ourselves Little Apple.
Aww,
love
I
it.
Love
I
that.
Love it. That is so cool. You
it's
got
adorable.
T-shirts made up, you know, the little apple.
Aww.
It's just
what's going on with you, Leslie?
Here.
Oh,
yeah.
We're glad you joined us.
Yeah.
You can chat with us.
Yes. Yeah, because I've had interviews this past week for positions in Utah and remote/Indiana. And I got one coming up this week for a position in Little Rock, Arkansas. They're all academic advisor positions at small and large colleges and universities. And I'm confident that I'm going to get offered a position here soon this summer, full time. And I believe I will get it, because I am confident.
Yeah, you sound like you're really focused in on that, too. You know, you've got that as an intention, don't you?
Yes.
Awesome.
So
I was just going to say, Mary, but do you have a question about that? I mean, you already know what's going to happen.
Right.
So how the heck can we help, you know?
Yeah. Do you see a phone call from one of these places? This is on the eastern part of the country here in the next few weeks.
Well, the easy answer is yes, because all my cars are just fantastic, you know, that are coming up here. The Wheel of Fortune. You know, I mean, that's all you need to get. You don't need anything else. You know, it's like fortune is turning in your favor. But right next to that, and that's a 10 card, and right next to it is another 10 card, the 10 of Cups. Ultimate fulfillment. You know, successful and happy family life, joy and harmony, and oh my gosh, sometimes a little bit over success, over excess of those qualities, though, because there's always both sides of the coin there. But, you know, getting the Ten of Cups next to the Ten card, the Wheel of Fortune, I mean, wow, you know. And you have all the skills and abilities. You know, you are the self-made woman. There's the Nine of Pentacles showing up.
Yeah, I'm just a guy who's been living under quarantine for the past 3 months. And I've been applying and interviewing.
Gotcha. So, you know, the self-made individual and the only cards that are giving any hint of anything else is the Fool card and the Chariot card. Okay, so, you know, the Fool is literally taking the leap of faith, and the chariot card we just got with the last caller. You know, it's that last step of the law of attraction, taking action. I feel that because that's showing up, that there might be more to do to make this happen. And actually, those cards come in the beginning of the spread. So they lead up to the conclusion of, you know, the Nine of Pentacles, the Wheel card, the Ten of Cups, you know. So there might be some action that you haven't done yet. And the Fool card, you know, taking a leap of faith, just, you know, going with your gut instinct. Sometimes this card comes up when you have an individual like yourself that is, you know, done all the right things. They've done the applications. They're waiting to hear back. They feel strongly that, you know, they know this is going to happen. They know they're going to get a call. Maybe they're going to get two or three calls, and then you have to decide. That could be part of the leap of the faith. But sometimes what this card comes up indicating that although they're doing all that, and although they, at a conscious level, are all positive and everything like that, conscious level, they have not yet made the leap. They have not yet actually chosen to go forward, the chariot card, and take the leap, the Fool card. They think they have, but they haven't fully committed at a visceral level where you know, you've done everything right. You think you're in the right space, but you know, it's usually not conscious. You don't even know that you haven't fully committed to, okay, I got to move to do this. There's a lot of logistics involved and sometimes that holds us back a little bit, you know, if we haven't, you know, fully committed. And I'm not saying that you didn't or haven't. I'm just saying that sometimes when that card comes up, that's the impression I get. And so I just want you to examine that, you know, be quiet with yourself, you know, 5-10 minutes every day, and just, you know, explore that a little bit. You know, have I really committed to this move, to this new job? And but let's see what Mary's getting. Maybe she's got some more insight on that. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, you know, the central focus card I got was the High Priestess. So I think paying attention to your gut feeling about things. The Sun card comes up underneath that, and we go from the Four of Pentacles into the Three of Wands, which is really interesting because the Three of Wands is like when we kind of step back and sort of assess our whole situation. We get a full view of what's in our dominion, you know, our sphere of influence, our own microcosmic world. And, you know, timing-wise, oddly enough, I would put that at about, I go back and forth on the wands sometimes. Three of Wands to this, you know, immediately I thought 3 weeks from now. You know, 3 weeks from now you're going to hear something. With the Sun card, I feel like, you know, that's sort of supportive of that time frame because we're talking when the sun is hot, so July time frame. I think, you know, and that other association with the Three Wands of being one of assessment, well, you wouldn't have to necessarily assess something unless, you know, there were things to think about choices we want to make, what all our options are, what we have in front of us. So, yes, I think that you're going to get a call, and I think is one you're going to need to think about, that, kind of along the lines of what Dax was saying about what kind of commitment you want to make to it. You know, you sent out a lot, you know, you've interviewed a lot. It's what it sounds like. You've got a kind of a lot of fires in, you know, irons in the fires, so to speak. But what's going to be the one that's like the best, you know, for you, in your best interest? What do you, and especially with the High Priestess, is saying like, okay, you're going to go by what you feel. Think about just what you intuitively feel in your gut. This is the right one, you know. And I think that'll definitely serve you well. I get the King of Pentacles. I don't know if you're an Earth sign, but to me, the King of Pentacles, I always think of somebody who's pretty set. You know, they've really, you know, they're living the lifestyle that is enjoyable to them. So that's what I got.
Yes, I understand. And one of my, if I do get a position, it might be near or surrounding a lot of trees. Because I love greenery.
It's essential, isn't it? Nature. You know, we got the wands card. The wands are made out of trees. At least three trees. You know. And I'm a total tree hugger, you know. I totally believe that, you know, trees are such healing helpers for us sometimes. If you just make physical contact with the tree, you can kind of feel yourself being lifted up a bit. You feel yourself being strengthened. It depends on the tree, but I've had wonderful experiences with oak trees in particular where, you know, like I had to walk out of a funeral just in you know, the tree gave me enough strength to go back in. So there's some things to think about. The trees are lovely.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Leslie.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You have a good fourth.
You too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's coming up.
Oh, my goodness. The 4th of July.
But Father's Day tomorrow first, you know. Hey, I'm still in my birthday week, okay? So June 16th was my birthday. I'm in my birthday week. And Father's Day tomorrow. We had a crab cake dinner yesterday for Father's Day and my birthday, you know, halfway between the two.
Maryland-style crab cakes or what kind of style crab cakes? I love crab cakes.
Maryland crab cakes, yeah.
Amazing.
So yummy.
They are. But you had
Dad made brownies.
Oh, wow. I made strawberries with whipped cream on top of angel food cake yesterday. And I wanted to eat the entire cake. I wanted to eat the entire cake to myself. And I didn't. But now I want cake again, you know. It's like sometimes, you know. I don't know. Have you noticed that, Dax, that the little things kind of seem like so joyful? You know, the little things that we do to kind of pamper ourselves or, you know, give us ourselves a little lift, maybe our favorite kind of treat is one of them. I feel like they're on steroids with how much they, you know, make things feel better. Isn't that odd?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's odd. Do we have any more callers? We're probably way over time. What are we doing? We're not that far over time.
No, and we've got tons and tons of callers. Let's just take one more. Unfortunately, you know, we are at the end of the show, but if we don't get to your call today, remember Monday, Charlotte will be there. I'll be on Friday with Dr. Rose. We're doing open lines the entire show. So there's a lot more opportunity for you guys to call in on the Friday show. But Mary and I will be back next Saturday, and I can't wait for that, the Psychic Spin segment.
Ooh, Psychic Spin.
Yes. Asking
we
the big questions. I know.
I
can't think of any good. You know, I've got breaking news. This just
breaking
in.
News.
Breaking news. I need more sound effects. This just
we
in. The psychic spin.
Exactly. Or we should write our own song about the psychic spin. And you could sing it. You're the singer. And
the
I could play.
Spin.
Yeah. And I've got
you
this
could,
really
you
cool.
Can, you got your rattle.
Field.
You got your rattle
yeah, and
stuff.
I got a steel tongue drum. I sound like the most amazing composer ever. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's really cool.
Awesome. You can't screw it up.
This.
It just works. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one of those singing bowls? Maybe we can use one of those or something like that, you know.
I have a Tibetan singing bowl. I have two different rattles. I have a really long rain stick. I've got this wonderful drum that I got at the Pueblo in Taos that was a gift. And I've got my steel tongue drum, which, like, seriously, I'm, like, the greatest musician on that. ever.
Mm-hmm.
Only that. Oh, and I have a kalimba, an African thumb piano. And I have some egg shaker. I've got a lot of quirky little weird instruments that I like to, dare I say, compose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We should probably take a call before everybody starts thinking I'm really weird. Unless
they already
it's too late.
That up. They know
yeah,
we're weird. Come
sale.
On, Mary. Yeah, yeah. No, but I was thinking of the psychic spin, and I thought of something spinning, kind of like one of those hypnotic discs kind of thing. And that made me think, for some strange reason, of the eerie music from like the 50s movies, the B sci-fi movies, We need something like that, like the psychic spin. Anyway.
Yes, we should do that.
So let's go with the call that's been waiting the longest. It's area code 917.
Sure.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Are you there, 917?
Yes,
hello.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. We can't hear you, hon.
Hi.
Oh. You got to get off the speakerphone. Yeah, get off speaker.
Can you hear me better
that's
now?
Really bad. That's really bad for radio.
Can
yes,
you hear me
I can
better
hear you
now?
What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
In another room. Hi. Yeah. My question is, what do you see around my career for me?
Okay. Well, before you get to that, I was asking for your name and where you're calling from, because we kind of need to connect a little bit here. So,
of course.
What's your name, hon?
Yeah. My name is Cara. I'm from New York.
From New York.
Clara?
Cara.
Or Cara. Cara.
Cara.
Like Supergirl.
Cara.
Yeah.
Cara Zor-El.
Cara Zor-El.
Love that.
Supergirl. Cara Zor-El.
Supergirl. Cara Zor-El. That's nice.
So
if you want to know career or something, jobs coming up
or
the jobs you have?
Any changes coming up for me where I'm working currently?
Okay, that's a nice specific question.
Should I go first? Mary.
I feel like I'm already going first.
You're next.
Right. Three of Pentacles, Central card, the Sun card above that, King of Swords underneath everything. We'll get to that. And ending with the Three of Cups. Coming out of the energy of the Moon card, it feels like things are going to start brightening up. Literally. And when it comes to teamwork, team projects, working partnerships, that kind of thing, King of Swords underneath everything, there could be an air sign man who is a part of that process, or just somebody who's in that sort of energy of the King of Swords, where, they're very cerebral, kind of can be a know-it-all in the worst case scenario. But ultimately, I feel like this is all about three different people in particular starting to get along and work better with each other and end up liking each other in the end. And then maybe some sort of celebration, any events coming up where you work, like 4th of July, I suppose.
Yeah, I have to say, it's been quite challenging with people working there. Has been very challenging, but maybe that's what you're seeing, that it's more of a celebration coming up.
Right,
not
because
the
Moon card in the past, going from that into the bright Sun card, it feels like the clouds lift a little bit around that. That's what I mean by it's improving, it's getting better.
Really,
so
people constantly complaining about me, but very petty complaints, like didn't really make any difference.
Right.
When I thought it was over, it started again, so that was funny. And,
So
kinda
we see
weird.
It clearing up again. That might be a cycle, too, because has gone from, having these sort of petty complaints to sort of, like, conflict difficulty to, like, that sort of going away and then that coming back, might be a repeating pattern, but let's see what we get with from Dax.
Yeah, repeating
Dax, what do you
pattern
have?
Of these people. Petty, very petty. Like, even if I have a discussion with them about it and we came to, like, an understanding
an agreement.
Or something. Yeah, they still complain to my boss about it. Like, that I don't get. Like, if we have resolved the issue, what's the point of having me having to, like, relive that?
Right. Yeah, that actually is coming up in the cards, and it's the central focus card is the Seven of Swords. And that's about, you know, or one of the many meanings, it's about things happening that you're not seeing. So, like, going behind your back kind of thing, you know, to the boss,
that
whatever,
kind of
like
thing,
that.
I don't understand why there's so many people, or not so many, but why are there people like that there that need to do that, go behind my back double, you know? Have to
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are. It's everywhere. Oh my God, I see it so much. It's a human trait.
Everywhere.
It just,
they just aren't busy enough that they have the time to explain.
Right, right, and that's interesting because that's what the cards are talking about for you in particular, is to just keep doing what you're doing. So the Eight of Pentacles shows up, and that's the profitable use of one's skills. Talent, enthusiasm, dedication. The figure in the card is diligently working on his pentacle, and he has a whole bunch of other pentacles up in, you know, on the wall that he's built, you know. But there's something cyclical about that, you know, where it's doing the same thing. It's nothing new coming in, but I'm getting these other cards that are talking about you're going to have an idea. One that you can run with. So I want you to be looking out for the idea. Okay. The other thing is a little minor warning is to be, you know, it's about juggling finances, the Two of Pentacles. And what the impression I'm getting from that is it's talking about, you know, the juggling of your finances, you know, really pay attention to that. Don't let it get out of control. Keep the balance going. But the main message here is, okay, Seven of Swords, there's those issues with the coworkers. However, you do what you're doing, the Eight of Pentacles, but be on the lookout for that idea. There's going to be like the idea you're going to be able to run with. Just keep looking for that. Yeah. And that's going to lead you to something either completely brand new or within – outside of the company, or alternatively, something new within the company you're working in. So
there's something new within the company that they're gonna place. They're contemplating on placing me there. Because
so there
you go. Know, that's my
that
goal.
Might be worth celebrating.
Exactly.
I got to get out of this other places that they are putting me in. It's like everywhere I go in the other places, they're complaining about me. Well, it stopped and now it started again. Horrible.
Oh, just put your focus on that new opportunity and draw it in.
Okay.
You want to what you want to do is you have this current situation. So you could take a piece of paper and on the left side, write down all the things that you don't like about the current situation and the coworkers and everything like that. And then on the right side of the paper, write down the opposite of those. How would you like everything to be? And imagine that happening in this new opportunity. You're in a new situation and things are the way you want it to be. Manifest that. So, and in order to do that, you have to be able to visualize all of that. You know, what's that going to be like when, you know, it's how you want it to be. So focus on that rather than on the negative stuff that's happening.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Thanks for
calling. Okay, thanks for the
you
call.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, you're awesome, too, because we don't have a show without you, our callers and our listeners. So thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I think this is like we went overtime, but this is one of our fastest finally ending this show. You know,
I think so.
The last couple of weeks, I mean, I've had shows on Friday and Saturday that have gone on for, you know, 90 minutes. You know, it's like ridiculous. It's supposed to be an hour show. Oh, my God. Anyway, but
here we are at the end. Thanks for being here, Mary, and I can't wait for next week's show, especially that psychic spin.
Yes. Hey, you know, these when they run long, we're giving you bonus features. Look for the Easter egg.
Look for the Easter egg.
Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Thank you, Dax. Happy Psychic Saturday, Carol. Today show. Today.
Happy Psychic Saturday. Yes. And I'll be back next Friday and joining Mary on Saturday. So we'll see you all then. And to everybody in the chat room, they are still going on in there. Charlotte and Rini and Jason. Hey, guys, thanks for making it fun and joining us in the chat room. You know, you can do that every Friday and Saturday. Pop in the chat room with us. TheTarotGuild.com. Okay. So bye, everybody, and goodbye, Mary.
Bye, John. Bye, everybody.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Thank you.